Hey, welcome.
Welcome back to this edition of the Hagmann Report. Sorry about that. There's insanity in my earpiece. Would somebody just stop that hammering? Stop the hammering. Hey, if I have to call Phil Griffin myself, I will. You know what, folks? A little bit of levity, okay? That's in reference to, of course, in case you didn't see that, Lawrence O'Donnell. Thank you, Joe. And actually, my earpiece became unplugged, which is true. So that's what I immediately thought of. But anyway, we have with us a tremendous friend of the program, a tremendous guest, a man who's legendary in his own right, Dr. Ted Brower. He is the man behind Health Masters, healthmasters.com. There, you can, as a matter of fact, if you are not taking a multivitamin, you need to be taking a multivitamin. And if you're not taking Health Masters multivitamin, you need to be taking Health Masters multivitamin. On balance, and I did this on purpose, I did a price comparison with GNC and a couple of other locations. Let me tell you something, healthmasters.com is not, you're not paying Cadillac prices. You're paying high-end Chevy prices for the product that you get. And I say that only because I truly believe the Health Masters products are better than anything I've ever experienced in my life. They've got I don't want to say kick to it, but they have an effect, a very positive effect. And I believe in Health Masters products. We would not have it any other way. Healthmasters.com. Dr. Ted Brower is our guest, a man who is much more than just about nutrition, although nutrition is a big part of what he does. I mean, look at him, for crying out loud. I joke. I say, you know, if I took my shirt off, I'd look like him too. No, that's not, but I seriously, by taking his products, Health Masters products, I feel a lot better. And I've gotten rid of a lot of the nagging issues I have had. And of course, the protocols are great. Healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. By supporting Health Masters, by buying your products at Health Masters, you help support this program. And we thank you for doing so. Dr. Ted Brower, welcome back. And Austin and Sharon did a great job, by the way.
They always do. I mean, I love having him as my son, and I love having her as my wife. I've been married to her for 33 years, and Austin's 29 years old now, so it's been a blessing. I'm glad that when Austin went through that little scare with his heart a year ago, that he got through that okay. So let me tell you a story. I should have pulled it up. Remember a couple months ago when we had the one offer, we said if people bought like $500 worth of stuff that we would let them talk to me about anything they want to talk about? Well, I had one of your listeners, who's a longtime listener from Australia, call me up, Doug, and she sent me an email, and you know, she wanted to take advantage of that opportunity. And so we did. I called her in Australia, gave her a shout, talked to her about 15, 20 minutes, and she was scheduled to have like her hip replacement surgery. She had bone on bone in her hip. And she asked me, she goes, what can you do about that? I said, well, I'd give you anti-inflammatory compounds, and I'd also give you the joint rebuilding formula because it helps to replace cartilage. And she goes, do you think it'll work? And I said, I have no idea. I'm not making any claim like that because you're like going in for surgery. And she said, well, I'd like to try it. This is the same thing that Dave Hodges used with his knee, same thing to help take care of my shoulder, and a whole bunch of other people had tremendous results with it. And so I talked to her. We sent her the product to Australia, and she sent me an email like last week, maybe 2 weeks ago now, and said that she was in excruciating pain, couldn't move or walk without excruciating pain, and that now she's almost completely and totally pain-free. And all she did was start taking these supplements. And I thought, wow. And she said her doctor is so overwhelmed by what happened, he can't believe that she had those types of response from a health supplement, that he could accuse my product of carrying a steroid in it, which it does not. Okay. And it helps to regrow cartilage. She said she's swimming every day now. She's no longer having any hip pain, and she's canceled her hip replacement surgery. And she's listening from Australia. Yes, you can go ahead and email Doug and tell him everything I said was true. And it was a long letter she wrote, so I should have pulled it up and read parts of it to you. But guys, I want you to know something. I'm here to help you. If you need some help with anything, just let us know. If you've got a problem with, you know, you want to help stabilize your blood pressure, or you want to have good cholesterol, or you want to help to stabilize your blood sugar, let us know. Because there are all kinds of different protocols that we have available at the website.
What do you recommend for cholesterol again? Tell me that again.
Well, we have a cholesterol program. We have a Healthy Heart program that you can get right at the, it's right on the website, it's Healthy Heart, and you can order that. If your cholesterol is way high and you want to get it down quickly without, you know, doing statin drugs, you can take sustained release niacin, and we have that in natural gums and waxes, and it'll bring the cholesterol down almost immediately. But I don't like cholesterol under 200 because as cholesterol goes under 200, all disease rates go up, including cancer, which goes through the roof. But I've got a phone number I want to give you guys. And we forgot about what was going on with the NFL and them sitting down during the national anthem and all that kind of stuff. But Budweiser has not forgotten about it because their numbers have crashed. They're spending over $1 billion, $1.5 billion a year with the NFL and the contract through the 2022 season. And they put out a hotline for you to give your opinion. And I did this today. It's 1-800-342-5283. 1-800-342-5283. I'll say it one more time for you guys. You can write it down. 800-342-5283. If you punch number one option on the menu, it'll say this. At Anheuser-Busch, we have a long heritage of supporting the nation's armed forces, veterans, and military dependents. The national anthem is a point of pride for our community and for the 1,100 veterans that we employ. Please feel free to share your feedback after the tone. And for those of you who are inclined to drink a beer every once in a while that's Anheuser-Busch made, I suggest you call them up and tell them as long as they want to sponsor the NFL with people sitting down during the national anthem, if you're so inclined, that you're no longer going to buy your beer from them. That's what I would do. And in fact, I called them today and complained about what they're doing and supporting this. And so, guys, if we all get together, because I know there's millions of listeners on your show tonight, Doug, and by the time the archives get played, if everybody calls them up and says, hey, we're not going to buy your product anymore at all if you don't stop this, they will call the NFL union. They will call the NFL owners. They will say, guys, we're going to cancel our $1.5 billion a year contract with you guys as soon as it comes due, or we're going to basically renegotiate that contract with you for lack of performance because your numbers have dropped so much, and we want this stopped. And when you hit these guys in their belly like that, right in their pocketbook, Doug, it makes a huge difference and it gets their attention almost immediately. So that's what I suggest that you guys do. So thank you for letting me indulge in that, Doug. But I wanted to share that with you and share with your listeners. Now, there's one other article I want to bring up, and this is so important. You remember a couple of years ago, I brought up about Monsanto, and I brought up about what Monsanto was doing and how messed up they are as far as their product glyphosate and how it's been linked to massive amounts of problems with cancer. I'm going to cover them again in just a second. And Monsanto has now been banned from the European Parliament. Yes, you heard that right. Monsanto lobbyists have been banned from entering the European Parliament after the multinational company refused to attend a parliamentary hearing with allegations of regulatory interference. It was the first time this has happened as far as the new rules to withdraw parliamentary access. Monsanto officials are now unable to meet with the EU, attend company committee meetings, or use digital resources on parliament premises in Brussels or Strasbourg. While a formal process still needs to be worked through, the spokesman for the parliament, President Antonio Tangia, said the leaders of all major parliamentary blocs had backed the vote banning Monsanto. This one has to assume is it effective immediately. Now, what they were doing is they found out that they were actually putting bogus research reviews. In fact, here's an interesting article here. You can read it. Busted, Monsanto caught writing their own independent safety reviews. And what they were doing is they weren't using established science. They were lying is what it is. They were just lying about the product being safe. And now it's being linked to lymphomas and lymphatic cancer. And so it's been linked to that for a long, long time. Another researcher here, and I read this on the show many times, MIT researcher says glyphosate herbicide will cause half of all children to have autism by 2025. Now, that's interesting that this is actually happening. I think that's combined also with the immunizations these kids are getting. And then this is another article that I read to you guys years ago on your show, and it says Monsanto's sealed documents revealed the truth between Roundup's toxicological dangers. Now, what's interesting about this entire research article was pulled up through the Freedom of Information Act, Doug, because Monsanto didn't want to release it. And they were forced under court order to give this information to us because they didn't want to have it exposed as far as what they were doing. And so over the years, a large body of independent research has accumulated and now collectively provides the sound evidence and science rationale to confirm that glyphosate is far more toxic. This is Roundup. And poses more serious health risk to animals and humans than Monsanto and the U.S. government have admitted. And what the company has had financial means to retain large international PR firms. And of course, Hillary Clinton were being used as the company's cheerleaders. The EPA continues to align itself with Monsanto's safety claims. While the company manages to successfully dodge scientific research outside of its own purview, and now we're beginning to realize it's starting to turn back on them. The question, could Monsanto be charged with crimes of omission, and more deservingly, crimes against humanity? And here's what their own research that was picked up through the Freedom of Information Act proved years ago, that Monsanto's Roundup increased cancer of the pituitary gland, glial tumors in the brain, cancers of the heart, cancers of the lungs, cancers of the lymph system, prostate cancers, cancers of the bladder, thyroid cancer, adrenal cancer, and basal cell squamous skin tumors. In female mammals, there were cancers of the lung, liver, thymus, stomach, bladder, adrenal glands, ovaries, colon, uterus, parathyroid, and breast tissue. All of this stuff was blocked by their research and hidden in their own research and not allowed to be taken out until the Freedom of Information Act picked up on it. You guys can read this article. It's by Gary Knoll and Richard Gale, and you can see it on the screen. Monsanto sealed documents reveal the truth behind Roundup's toxicological dangers. Now, I've done a show when we've gone through this entire article. We don't have time for that tonight because we have too much other stuff to cover. But that is what is going on with Monsanto right now in the EU. And we'll see if the EU completely bans the use of glyphosate on the European Union's soil, because a lot of countries over there want it gone, like France and Italy, they want it gone. Guys, there's too many things that you can do from a natural standpoint. We have pavers in our driveway, and in Florida, pavers in your driveway are just a weed nightmare waiting to happen. You kind of want to run out of a lawnmower, dug, and mow your driveway. It gets so bad if you don't do something with the weeds. So you can go get regular salt at one of your hardware stores, and you can get the it's like stuff using salt softener, water softeners, and it's just like a granular salt, like table salt, and you just spread it over the weeds. It kills everything. I mean, it kills everything dead within a couple of days. And it lasts longer than glyphosate does. It'll last for months. And then what you do is when the weeds come back, you do it again. Now, you really can't do it in soil if you ever want to use something else for that soil, because it pretty much wipes out the soil. But as far as weeds and pavers are places that you never want to grow anything, if you want nothing to grow and no weeds to grow, salt does a phenomenal job. And guys, I highly recommend that you use that. And you can also get some vinegar, mix it in solution, put a little salt with it, and spray that on the plants. That just drops them dead because of the pH and the salt together. So there's all kinds of natural weed things that you can use without using glyphosate. Glyphosate basically found its way through all of human tissue and has massively increased the risks of cancer. And according to this research from MIT, by 2025, half of all children will have autism because of glyphosate. But I also personally believe that's because of the aluminum and the immunizations that these kids are being given so many of, Doug and Joe, on an ongoing basis from childbirth on. Now, like we mentioned a few weeks ago when I was on your show, Bill Gates is now coming up with a new product that you can inject directly into a newborn child, which will give them sustained-release immunizations for years to come, which is complete nonsense, because how do you know the sustained-release is going to work? They're not going to cause all of the other side effects. It's just another way they can force you to do that in the hospital when you're giving birth to a child and you don't even realize they do it. I know with my kids, two of them were born with midwives, and two of them were born in the hospital for various reasons. And in both cases, in the hospital, I had to tell the folks at the hospital, do not give my child a hepatitis shot, period. Do not give them a vitamin K shot, period. I don't want any immunizations. Their local pediatrician, who we work with here in Florida, will take care of all of that as we see fit and as he sees it, as though they're needed. And of course, we never saw they were needed, and we never saw fit to do it. That's why none of my children have been immunized. And you know what's funny, Doug? I used to talk back in the 90s. I'd do the seminar circuits. I'd have 20, 30, 40,000 people in attendance, and I was blessed to have shared the platform with Schwarzkopf and Colin Powell and Larry King and a whole bunch of other dignitaries and former U.S. presidents. And I could be in the middle of all of this discussion with ADD, talking about ADD drugs, and everybody was okay with that. But if you touched or you breached immunizations 20 years ago, oh my gosh. And I'd be on radio talk shows and I'd talk about ADD or autism and I was okay. But if I breached this thing with immunizations or vaccines, I would be told the next time, you can't bring this up again on our show. We're not allowed to talk about this. If you bring this up again on the show, we won't have you back on as a guest. Repeatedly. I was told before I went on the shows, do not talk about vaccinations. Do not talk about any of this stuff because it's too hot of a topic. Because back then, the bulk of the population had not yet figured out that the vaccines were causing a big problem because of the aluminum and the mercury in the vaccines were causing a huge problem with these kids being diagnosed with autism. and swelling of the brain. We call a cytokine storm or encephalitic swelling. And the problem with all of this stuff is, Doug and Joe, is that now here I am 20 years later, 25 years later from the seminar circuit in my 60s, and finally mainstream medicine is catching up to what I was telling people back in the 90s. Plus in the 90s, I warned people about high-fat luncheon meats. I warned them about sodium nitrite. I warned them about glyphosate. I warned them about aspartame. I warned them about trans fats and hydrogenated oils. And they thought I was nuts when I said that butter was better than margarine. I warned them about shellfish and toxicity levels. I warned about junk food and sugar and soy and chlorine and fluoride and pasteurized, homogenized dairy products with human growth, with a bovine growth hormone. I warned them about the overconsumption of coffee. I warned them about alcohol and how it increased the risks of pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, cirrhosis of the liver, alcoholism, osteoporosis, and breast cancer. And now, mainstream science in almost every one of those same categories, Doug and Joe, have caught up to me from the 80s and the 90s and have said, wow, everything that Ted said was right. And the reason that was right, because I had the clinic and I was working with thousands of patients, sometimes up to 40 people a day would come to the office, and I would see all of these side effects and all of these conditions that were being caused repeatedly by dietary and lifestyle choices. And I remember back in the 80s, I made a controversial statement one time on WCIE on a talk show that I did every month with Tom Trolson. I said that diet and exercise directly affected your health and were one of the primary indicators of how healthy you would be. And that was considered sacrilege by the medical professionals in our area, and I was promptly drummed off the radio talk show and never allowed to be on that station again, Doug and Joe. It happened to me personally. They actually had a meeting in the back of Carpenter's Home Church, which is now defunct, gone, bulldozed, and finished, and they used to own WCIE. And I had two medical doctors come in there and basically chew me out and told me that I was peddling claims that weren't true, that diet and vitamins and what you ate did not affect your health at all. That's what they believed back in the 80s. They really believe that, and a lot of mainstream doctors and scientists still believe that, because children who are diagnosed with cancer, in many cases, they're not told to reduce their intake of sugar or processed foods or junk food. They're told to eat whatever they want to eat, and it's not going to affect them anyway, because health is not affected by your diet or by what you eat or by the supplements you take. Now, as far as supplements are concerned, a lot of that is true. If you take the store-bought vitamins that are junk, that don't do anything, that are chemical processed vitamins, that are garbage products, they're not going to help you. You're probably not even going to absorb them. So what ends up happening is you take these products thinking you're getting a insurance policy, so to speak, on your health, and you don't get any response for them. That's why so many of the studies, Doug, that use vitamins to try to prove efficacy or try to ameliorate symptoms, they don't get any results from the studies. And the reason for that is they're using these store-bought vitamins that are absolute garbage, the cheapest stuff they can find, and they simply don't work. And that's why you're not getting any response. That's why at Health Masters, we use a cellulose gel capsule, powdered supplements, methylated, chelated supplements. I mean, everything we have is the best, the best, the best that you can have. We give you three different multiples to choose from, tablets or capsules. And you can also get powder, which is what I use in my protein shake every morning, or chewable for your kids. And we want to thank you for supporting Alternative Radio, supporting HealthMasters.com, supporting the Hagman and Hagman Show by getting your multiple vitamins through us. And guys, these are the same vitamins that Sharon was talking about that we give our kids. If I can make a better product, I would. But these are as good as I can make them. I can't make them better than this. So a bunch of other car articles to talk about, Doug. So whenever you get ready, have any questions on any of that?
No, I'll tell you what, I can tell the difference when I don't take the supplements. I'll tell you that. And by the way, the vitamin B capsules, those are some kick butt capsules. I love that. You know what, folks? You don't need coffee. Purple sticks and vitamin B along with your multiple vitamin, and there you go. And you're fine all day long. So no.
Well, that's what I do. I take my cortisol buster in the morning, because it gives me the ashwagandha along with the other adaptogenic herbs. It keeps the adrenals real strong. They help to rebuild the adrenal glands, so you don't stay tired and exhausted all the time. So when you go to bed, you actually sleep. When you get up, you're not tired. I'm gonna say that again. So when you go to bed, you actually sleep, and when you get up, you're not tired. A lot of people go to bed exhausted. They wake up exhausted. They stay exhausted all day, because their adrenals are shot. Yeah. These help to rebuild the adrenals. It's called the cortisol buster. And then the magnesium brain food, that's the one that helps chelate aluminum out of the brain and helps keep you really, really sharp. I mean, Sharon, she doesn't mind me telling them. She may have told you on the air, but she's 60 years old, and I'm 61. I'll be 62 next month. And we practice this stuff every single day. We take our supplements. We get up in the morning. We make our protein shake. We have our family meeting. We have our prayer time every single day, and we teach the kids how to live this way. Because guys, if we don't teach the kids how to do this, how are they going to learn? I remember years ago I had a pastor friend of mine as a mega church, and we were over at Ghirardelli's over at Disney Village when we used to go to that place. It's so crowded that we didn't go over there anymore. And the kids were little, and they wanted to go in and buy some of that expensive ice cream. You know, a couple scoops is like $8, right? And I told the kids, they were young. They were like, this would have been 11 years ago, so Savannah would have been like 5 years old. And I told her, I said, or 4 years old. And Savannah was 4, Alexis was 6, and Harris was 8. And I told her, I said, you guys can go in there. You buy all the ice cream you want to buy, but you're going to do it with your allowance and with your own money. I'm not giving you any money for the ice cream. And David goes, are you really going to make them buy their own ice cream? I said, yeah. I said, they've got to realize if they want to buy junk food, they're going to pay for it. I'm not going to. I said, now, if they want to go home with me and they want to get some good ice cream, like some Haagen-Dazs or Breyers without any additives in it, or organic ice cream, like Alden's, I said, I'll be happy to buy that for them at the grocery store on the way home, and we can give it to them for $5 for half a gallon to get all the ice cream they want instead of spending $30 or $40 for this junk ice cream here at Ghirardelli's. And he goes, you're really going to make them do it? I said, yeah. And so they did. They spent their own money. And what was interesting, now his daughter's like 14, 15 years old. He does the same thing with her now. He says, if you want to buy it, you have to use your allowance and your own money. Because if we don't teach them how to budget, if we don't teach them how to live right, if we don't teach them how to eat right, if we don't teach them how to think right, if we don't teach them how to pray, who's supposed to do that? The world? Their peer group? The other snowflakes? Absolutely not. I'm not going to allow my children to be trained by a bunch of heathen kids who don't even go to church. You know, and that's why they're homeschooled to start with. And that's why, you know, if you look at the kids, I mean, Austin started college when he was 15 years old, passed his college entrance exams, graduated in 19 with his bachelor's degree, finished his master's degree. Harrison now is putting applications into all the top 10 law schools in the country. He'll graduate. He'll just turn 19. He'll turn 19 in April. He'll graduate in May with his bachelor's degree. He graduated magna cum laude from the collegiate high school, straight A's, 4.0, number one kid in his class. And now he wants to go to one of the top law schools at 19. And I've taught him, this is what you have to do in order to make this happen. We have to teach you how to set goals, because most parents never teach their children how to set goals. They kind of like wander through life hoping they're going to end up on Mount Everest one day. I mean, you know, and let me give you what I mean by that. I used to have a joke when I used to do a lot of speaking. I'm like, people who climb Mount Everest, it's not like they just ended up on Mount Everest one day by accident. They had to set goals, intermediate goals, long-term goals, exercise goals, lifestyle goals, in order to be able to do a climb like that, to be on the top of Mount Everest. It doesn't happen by accident. The same thing with life. In fact, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to read this to you. I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to. I'm going to read you some emails, some texts that came over today. I had a friend of mine. I'm going to make a few people mad, and that's okay. You can go ahead and fuss at me some more. It doesn't make any difference.
But I had join the club. Ted.
Well, no, I'm going to tell you because here's the problem. I'm going to delete some names here so you don't know who this is. But I was talking. Chuck Baldwin wrote an article, and he said the answer is not gun control. The answer is for American pastors to stop play acting in the pulpit, to stop worrying about offending people, and to stop following these prosperity preachers and start being the courageous prophets to the nation that they should have been all along. And I said this to one of my pastor friends, and he said, don't attack prosperity just because you're offended at some preachers. And I said, that wasn't me. That was Chuck Baldwin. And he goes, well, he's an idiot. He's a moron. And I'm like, no, no, no. Because I said, I like Chuck. I said, he has, well, I used the term something else, but I said, he has testicles. He's not always right, but at least he's a patriot. Plus, he's a gun guy. And so I'm supporting him. And then he said something negative about Chuck. And then I said, always remember, he's a Baptist. See, Baptists don't teach the prosperity doctrine. And I don't have a problem with prosperity, but it has to be balanced. So I told him, I said, you're funny. To me, he's 90% right, so he still gets an A. And I said, prosperity preaching is great as long as it's balanced with action. Chuck is right about that. Most prosperity preachers don't balance anything. They're too afraid to offend anybody. And I said, you know, and then he goes on and he says, a poor Baptist church is not going to shake the nation. They don't have the power of the Holy Spirit. My response was this. I said, you and I are like the only two pastors that I know that, you know, believe that you have both verbal and tangible actions. And I said, then I mentioned a national known preacher that I won't mention on the show tonight. And I said, look at so-and-so. I like him as a person, but he's not very manly in the pulpit. I said something else. He refuses to cover controversial issues. He cops out by saying that it's not his calling. I said, he doesn't preach a balanced message. And he goes, well, no, it's not his calling. And I said, well, preachers are called to preach, not to compromise. And he goes, you don't have to rip things apart, but you can at least inform. And then he goes on that he defends this guy and he goes, it's not his job, he's doing a great work. And I said, I agree with the great work. However, I disagree with his compromise. I've never heard him, now listen to me guys, this is so important. I've never heard him discuss sin, such as gays or abortion or promiscuity, etc. Not once. I said, sorry, I disagree with you on this. He could work some of these topics that are listed into his Bible, into his sermons occasionally. And then he goes, well, I'm tired of people attacking him. And I said, look, if he looks at himself as a great motivational speaker like Zig Ziglar, I'm good. I'm great. I'm happy with him. But he needs to be preaching a balanced gospel. Finally, I said, LOL, love you, brother. We can disagree on this. But yet he does get people saved. See, and that's the thing I want to share with you about this. You know, we have to understand as Christians that we're set apart, that we're called to a higher level of accountability. If you're a Christian pastor and you're listening to me tonight, you've got to talk about the globalist agenda. You've got to talk about the Sabbatean agenda. You've got to talk about the satanic agenda that's happening in our schools and in our churches and in our Congress and all the things that are happening around the country. You can't pretend like that's not happening, and here's why. If you pretend like it's not happening, all you're going to do is get yourself into a situation where you're not going to be effective. If we, the preachers, don't preach the truth, who are the people going to hear it from and come to the church? And here's what happens, Doug. I wasn't even planning on talking about this stuff tonight, so I'm just doing this from memory. Here's what happens. Let's say 80% of a person's church is a new convert, and they're liking this name it, claim it, blab it, grab it preaching, and they never preach sin or repentance, and they're living as sin at home, but they think that God loves them, which he does, and they can do whatever they want to do, and it's okay with God, which it's not. Because the Bible says, should we continue to sin so grace may increase? By no means. We died to sin. How can we live it any longer? So the book of Romans tells us. So what we have to understand is that we need to be living a godly lifestyle to the best of our ability. And whenever we fail and we don't get a chance to, and we don't do that, which we all fail on a regular basis, we're not perfect, God's grace is then sufficient for us. But we can't expect everybody to say, hey, I'm going to give you a pass because you said a sinner's prayer on Sunday morning, so now you can live in promiscuity, you can live in homosexuality, you can live in all these different types of lifestyles, and it's okay with God. It's not okay with God. God is the same God of yesterday, today, and forever, is what the Bible says. Not one jot, not one tittle shall be taken away until all of these things are accomplished, and anyone who teaches others to not obey these commands will be considered least in the kingdom of heaven. That's what the gospel says in the book of Matthew. I believe it's Matthew who says that. So here's the thing we have to understand, is that we have to learn that we can't compromise in any area of our life knowingly and willingly. Now, if we mess up and do something wrong, that's different because that's grace. But we can't willfully, disobediently sin on an ongoing basis and think that God's cool with that because he's not. Now, I realize that he forgets your sin when you confess him. I got that. I realize that we're saved by the blood of the Lamb. I've done entire shows with you on that. I understand all that. But that doesn't give us a license to sin. It's not okay to do things continually because we think it's all right because we're under grace. That's the point I'm trying to make with these guys in the pulpit. I don't have a bit of problems believing that God wants you to be blessed, that God wants you to have a nice car or a nice home or nice clothes or be able to pay to have your children go to college or to have enough money coming in that you can buy good healthy food for your family to eat and have a good lifestyle, not have to work like a debt slave. I have no problem believing that at all, that God's willing to do that for everybody who's listening right now. But I also know that there are certain guidelines that God expects from all of us. In my tape series, my CD series, that many of your listeners I've given to them for free for purchasing products, which I don't have enough to do that anymore with them, but it's called Maximum Success, How to Live Disease-Free, Debt-Free, and Worry-Free. We have like 37 principles of success and 35 principles of failure. And see, it's like this, Doug. It's like having a combination lock. It's like there's something wrong with your health. You quite don't know what it is, but the answer is inside of this combination lock. But it's like got 10 tumblers on it, and you've only got like 6 of the combination numbers, but you don't know what the other 4 are. God's word is what unlocks those other 4 for us, and if you follow his word and the principles in his word, he gives you all 10 of the combination locks as far as how to get into this vault to find out why your health is a mess. For instance, if a person has a problem with cancer, and they're trying to do a natural protocol for cancer, if they don't know what to do, they're going to be kind of like whistling in the cemetery because you got to do something, whether it's going to be chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, dietary, lifestyle change, or whatever you want to do. You got to do something. You just can't let the cancer go. You've got to figure out why you got the cancer, and you've got to fix it. In other words, for a woman to have a 1-inch-sized breast tumor, 1 inch, it takes 10 years for it to grow that big. It doesn't just happen overnight. So it's a long-term process that causes our health to degenerate. The same thing with our spiritual life. Same thing with our family life. You know, Sharon was giving you statistics that, you know, over 50% of the people used to be God-fearing, Bible-believing Christians in the United States, and now it's down to like 4% with these younger generations because they no longer see the power of the gospel or the power of the word. So my preacher who was fussing at me and saying that all of these guys are doing great works, I completely disagree with him. I understand that they're getting people saved, but the 20% of the people in that church, in these prosperity churches, who want real meat of the word, not just the milk of the word, who really want to learn what the word of God says, they're not being fed. They're starving to death in those big churches like that because they got the, I've seen them play AC/DC in churches on video before. AC/DC. Rock concert. I mean, hardcore acid rock band songs in church, thinking that's okay. That's going to please the Holy Spirit. It doesn't please God at all to use stuff like that. I mean, and I just, that's not okay. It's not okay with God to bring honor and glory to a heathen rock group that basically is satanic in nature, some people believe. So that's not okay. But we do that continually in our churches, and that causes us to have all of these problems with our children. It causes the church members not to understand who they are in Christ. I mean, heaven forbid they preach repentance in a church. And some of these top named preachers, I can tell them right now, they have 20, 30, 40,000 people in attendance on a Sunday morning. They never preach repentance. They never preach holiness. They never preach that you shouldn't attack a fellow Christian. That's why I'm not mentioning any names tonight, because it's not necessary, because we as the body of Christ, we all have to work synergistically. And if those people are going to do that, we need to talk to them gently in love and say, look, why don't you work some of this other stuff into your sermon? Why don't you say a few other things every once in a while instead of just, you know, name it, claim it, blab it, grab it? Why don't you say something that actually means something like, thou shalt not sin? Or maybe thou shalt not commit adultery. How about thou shalt not murder? How about thou shalt not covet? How about remember the Sabbath to keep it holy? How about honor thy father and thy mother? How about those kind of things? Why don't we talk about those things? Thou shalt not commit adultery. I mean, why don't we talk about the things that God thought were so important he put them on stone tablets? Instead of just, God loves you, do whatever you want to do. And that's my little mini sermon for the night. So let me get off this, Doug. I'll be preaching on this stuff all night. Okay. Let me go ahead and start about this stuff about psychiatric drugs and medication. Anything you want to make, comments you want to make on that?
No, Ted, go ahead.
The violence-inducing effects of psychiatric medication. This is by Brogan, MD. This is something that we need to talk about a little bit because the guy who was the shooter, he was involved with these different, he was on Valium. And we learned now that, and one of the, I'm not going to read a bunch of this stuff to you, because you can read it yourself. It's the violence-inducing effects of psychiatric medication. You can look it up online by Brogan, MD. She's definitely not a Christian, but she has some really good points on this. She said that we don't understand why some psychiatric medications want people to hang themselves, make people want to hang themselves. And she goes into the serious risks about impulsive suicide and homicide, and that people are not told the truth about this. Remember, this woman's a psychiatrist by trade. And she says, suicide prescribed specifically to prevent suicide, antidepressants now come with a black box warning as of 2010. Multi-billion dollar lawsuits, like the study of three that have been necessary to unlock the cabinet doors of the industry that cares about more profit than human lives, showing that these products actually cause people to commit suicide. So guys, there's all kinds of natural things you can do if you have mild to moderate forms of depression. And what I always suggest is that if you have to go to a psychiatrist, if you have to take psychiatric drugs, if that's your last straw, make it your last straw. Try dietary change. Try lifestyle change. Go to a Christian psychologist who can't give you drugs and have them try to help you. Take methylated B vitamins. Take omega-3 fats. Take 5-hydroxy-L-tryptophan. We have a complete healthy brain program on our website at healthmasters.com. It tells you how to stop this. That's what I have to do, Doug and Joe. When I deal with this type of information every single day on our show and on your show and whatever shows I'm doing, I've got to keep myself up. I've got to make sure that I stay positive, for this is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. Regardless of whether it's raining or what happens out there in Vegas, I have to realize that I've got to be positive about my life in general because I'm not being affected by that. It has a lot to do with your prayer life and understanding you can't control the entire planet through, well, I won't go into that study. I could do a whole show on that. The mass shootings, the new manifestation of an ancient phenomena and their link to psychiatric drugs. Another article you can watch that you can read this one too. This is by Sajer Lee. And it's, and you can basically look this one up too if you'd like. And it goes into detail about how we've always had these. And the ancient phenomenon, they used to call it running amok. Actually, that was a term they used, which caused suicidal behavior. And now it seems to be that these different drugs are causing this type of condition, and that it says the psychiatric drugs, many of which are based upon the flawed serotonin theory of depression, send almost 90,000 people to the emergency room yearly as a result of medication side effects ranging from delirium to head injuries to movement disorders, and one in five of these visits culminates in hospitalization. This figure is an underestimate as it excludes visits to the emergency department, secondary drug abuse, and self-injurious behavior or suicide attempts. And so we have to understand that the aggressive behavior that a lot of these drugs cause are things that you can avoid in most cases by providing the proper nutrients for your brain, because everybody gets down every once in a while. And that's why every once in a while, when I don't feel 100%, I'll take some 5-HTP. I take my cod liver oil and my black seed oil every day. The cod liver oil particularly because of the inflammation and because of how good it is for the brain. And I want to maintain my mental acuity. I want my brain to keep working as I get older. And no, I haven't had any purple sticks tonight, and I'm don't want to be that hyper tonight. And now we need to talk. Let's talk about some other things too. The missing money, $21 trillion we talked about in the first part of the show, in undocumentable adjustments counting with Dr. Mark Skidmore. There's an interesting article you can read on this, and with the $21 trillion that's missing from the U.S. government. It's stunning.
That
US
covers
government,
the national debt right there.
No, it does. And that's what Catherine Austin Fitz said. And she did this interview with this guy. She said if they could get the money back, if they could claw that money back from the Sabatini Caballos, this is the Rothschild Group and their subsidiaries doing this. This is how they bought up the U.S. stock market. If we could take that money back from them, we could literally negate all of the debt we owe right now to these other countries and just say we're going to take the money back, because it was done illegally anyhow through basically a Ponzi scheme through the 1913 Federal Reserve Act, and we need to take this money back. That's what they're scared of. That's one of the reasons they're trying to collapse the Constitution, because we have legal means to get that money back. If the Constitution collapses and we no longer have a rule of law, then that money's gone forever. We will never be able to get it back from these guys. That's one of the reasons they're trying to do this with the shootings and everything else they're doing. U.S. government debt increased in the past few days while no one was noticing. Because they were kind of locked in until because of the debt ceiling, until it effectively got listened up. In one day, the U.S. Treasury, one day, increased the debt, the public debt, by $318 billion. Now remember something, guys. We're borrowing all of that money from the Federal Reserve Bank with no hopes of ever paying that money back. And we're continuing to these deficit programs, over $100 billion a year that we give just to illegal immigrants who come into the United States, over $100 billion a year. Shoot, we give billions of dollars a year to Israel. I think it was $30,000 per person in Israel. I'm not picking on Israel. I don't think any country should be getting aid from us at all, as long as we're borrowing the money to give anybody aid. We need to get our own house in order. I mean, if we're a prosperous country like we were back in 1913, and we're the largest creditor nation in the world, and we have a surplus every year, and we want to help third world countries as far as getting and picking themselves up, I have no problem with that. But when we're borrowing hundreds of billions of dollars a year to maintain a lifestyle in this country and giving money away to third world countries and other countries around the world and maintaining 1,000 military bases so we can transport drugs and everything else that we do on a military basis, that all needs to come to a screeching halt. It needs to stop. It's enough of that. Another interesting article, we've talked about this so many times, with transhumanism. Plugged in, human brains will be uploaded to machines to let us achieve mortality sooner than you think, says Professor Brian Cox. This is an article by Murphy. And you could, if you could live forever by simply uploading your brain to a computer, would you consider it? Guys, we have talked about transhumanism. We have talked about the lie of transhumanism and all the things that these guys are telling us that they're going to do. We also realize now that sex change regret is happening all over the world, that people are going in for gender reversal surgeries on the rise. So why isn't the mainstream media talking about it? Well, the reason they're not talking about it is because it doesn't make the news. The reason it doesn't make the news is they want to continue to confuse the gender issue and make people think that they can be a boy or a girl or a cat or a dog. Just because, you know, you own cats doesn't mean you're a cat. I mean, who in the world thought this was okay? This is like some type of mental disorder. These people think they can do this. That's why these people have like a 40% suicide rate. Guys, it's not okay to allow your children to think they can be something they're not, as far as from a sexual standpoint. There are two sexes. There's a male and a female. That's it. Biology, period. There's not 40 different categories in that. It's complete and total nonsense. But remember, the BPA, the bisphenol A, the soy, the estrogen mimickers, the bovine growth hormone and dairy products, all of these things are estrogen mimickers, and they all make little boys feminized, especially if the woman is pregnant when she has that little boy in her. It will change the secondary sex characteristics. change the dominant brain, left hand brain, testosterone driven male logical mind into a right brain female brain. It's no good. We've done this to these kids and we've told them it's okay. Kindergarten teachers now are taking little children, little boys, and dressing up little girls, bringing them back into the classroom for 20 minutes and saying, hey, this is what we're going to do and this is how we're going to live because, guys, this is how it's okay to be like this. So it's just one of those things that we have to understand that this is not going to be something that we can continue to do on a regular basis and not have a complete and total breakdown of our societal structure. We mentioned this earlier how General Kelly is trying to restrict Jared Kushner's access to Trump. And we also talked about now how some people are saying that Kelly may not even be in the White House. And here's another thing that's indicative of our times. A food truck in South Florida was offering free food to utility workers who had come in from out of town to help feed them because so many things were broken and closed in South Florida. And the food truck was giving free food to hurricane workers. The food truck was kicked out of town for not having the proper permit. This is nuts, Doug and Joe. But the reason they couldn't get the permit, because the city was closed, and they simply couldn't get the permit they needed because there was no ability to go get it from City Hall because they were shut down. But they were told, absolutely not, you can't give away free food. Oh, this is nuts. The New York Times makes another attempt to normalize pedophilia. This is all by Anthony Weiner again. And this is something we need to understand. Now they're trying to say that pedophilia is a disorder, not a crime. So it's okay to rape little children. It's supposed to be all right with everybody because you have a disorder and you don't have a crime. You need to be treated for it. And they released another article. This was past week or 2 weeks ago with Anthony Weiner when he was sentenced, basically saying that this is something that, you know, that they should consider as being normal behavioral patterns. This is the New York Times and how sick they are and that's what this perverted stuff they do. And here's an interesting article by Tom Petty. And he died. Tom Petty was an American rocker who died at the age of 66. He died with his heart, and he basically died of a heart attack. And what we have to understand is this, and I'm going to say this as clearly as I can. It's important that heart attack can be actually brought on by a magnesium deficiency. I'm not supposed to say that, but I'm saying it. And that magnesium can help a person prevent a heart attack. And I'm going to say that. 80% of the population is magnesium deficient. The highest amount of magnesium in the body is found in the cardiac muscle, the heart. The electrical conductivity of the heart creates a beat, and it depends on magnesium because the calcium causes the heart to contract and magnesium releases it. When magnesium is deficient, calcium can build up in the heart muscles, causing the heartbeat to become irregular, and the magnesium can cause the same problem. And the heart in one big muscle, they can go into a spasm if there's too much calcium and not enough magnesium. Guys, it's so critical that you understand that you've got to take magnesium every single day. I do it two ways. I use the foot bath, which is magnesium chloride, for 20 to 30 minutes a day. I don't do it every day, but I do it on a regular basis. I did it every day for a year. It was great. I couldn't sleep on my left side because of my shoulder because I had a bone spur. It went away. I couldn't sleep on my left side because of my hip. It's fine now. I can sleep on my left side with my hip. Remember, I've had 3 back surgeries. I had the L5 decompressive laminectomy back in 1988, which is a major back surgery. And then I had 2 of the injection surgeries. They call them surgeries about 10 years ago. And my back's doing great now. But I noticed if I don't take the magnesium on a daily basis, Doug, if I don't take my cod liver oil on a daily basis, my back gets a little bit tricky on me, especially now that I'm almost 62 years old. So I make sure that I take those supplements every single day. So I mean, maintain top flexibility.
Yeah, I got to tell you this, Ted. My doctor had told me that magnesium, he said the exact same thing you said. Magnesium levels are important for your heart function. And I get mine tested it's personal. But yeah, I mean, and by the way, he can tell when I'm not taking your supplements.
I'm sure.
So.
Sure. I remember Rod Parsley. I helped him years ago. I helped him lose 37 pounds. He dropped 11 inches in his waist. And, you know, his cholesterol was over 600. Triglycerides were over 1,000. And that's like heart attack range because your blood gets way too thick. It's like trying to pump gelatin through your arteries. And the doctor told him he was a ticking time bomb. And I gave him a copy of one of my books. And he lost like 37 pounds, 11 inches in his waist in like 2 months. The cholesterol was down to normal. And he had me go on his talk show and we did a bunch of shows together. And we were able to help a lot of his listeners. And what was interesting about this is his mother had to go in for bypass surgery. And her cardiologist was couldn't believe that her, you know, she'd had this heart attack, and because he'd been under her care, she'd been under his care. So finally, I put her on a complete cardiac program, and she told me I could talk about this. I'm not going to mention her name. And she went back to her cardiologist, and she showed him the protocol he was following, which is my Healthy Heart program. And he told her, he said, had you been on this program to start with, which included the magnesium, you never would have had the heart attack. You never would have had the atherosclerotic plaque. Because remember, guys, the statin drugs that they give you to lower cholesterol, those statin drugs actually cause hardening of the arteries. They cause your arteries to like get like a shellac coating of concrete on the inside. That's why it's called hardening of the arteries. It becomes so hard with the calcium carbonate, which by the way, a lot of times, are in multiple vitamins. They put a lot of calcium carbonate because they're a cheap filler. And I remember I did a show a few years ago with a host, and he had gone in for bypass surgery, and he was taking this very cheap form of multiple vitamins that was being sold on Christian TV by a Christian doctor who was producing the cheapest stuff that he could, and the binding agents and all the products were calcium carbonate. And I asked him, I said, do your products contain calcium carbonate? He goes, well, I don't know. And I said, well, if your products contain calcium carbonate and you're continuing to take the same products that caused you to have the heart attack to start with and the bypass surgery to start with, your arteries are going to collapse again. They're going to basically get filled up again with the same stuff all over again. And he called me back like the next day, and he goes, you're absolutely right. He goes, I have two more blockages in my heart again, and all of my supplements, every single one of them that I'm taking from this TV preacher doctor, have calcium carbonate in them. Another guy that I knew, his name was Ken, and his business partner was Chris. And they had a business out of up in the Northeast, and they had developed a product. It was a calcium supplement, and they used calcium carbonate in it. It was liquid. It was like a fluorescent calcium, and it helped you relax, they said, with the calcium at night and go to sleep. And I looked at the label. The primary ingredient was calcium carbonate. And I told Ken, I said, Ken, don't take this product. I said, you're in your 50s, dude. I said, actually, he was in his late 40s. This is 20 years ago. I said, if you take this product, you're going to probably have a massive heart attack within a year. Well, he took the product every day. Within a year, Doug, he had a massive heart attack. This is the kind of stuff that I tell you guys. Your supplements are only as good as the researcher and the biochemist, that would be me, for Florida State, who put this stuff together. And if you're going to take a product that's absolute junk, don't expect it to work. It's probably going to cause more problems. In fact, you'd be better off not taking those products than taking them, especially if they contain the calcium like that. Very, very bad products.
Hey,
by the way,
hey, Ted, go ahead, Doug. Can I ask you two off-the-wall, left-handed questions here?
Anything you might ask.
All right. And these are a combination of – one's my question. One is a combination of questions from listeners. Let me take the listener's question first. What is in your – morning shake. What do you put in your morning shake, roughly? Just, yeah, I mean, you don't have to be specific if you don't want
to. Oh, I'll be happy to. I put the GHI cleanse in it. I put Living Fuel Berry Mix and Living Fuel Green Mix in it. I put I-5 in it. I put a tablespoon of pomegranate powder in it. I put a tablespoon of MCT oil, which is the local liquid coconut oil that we have on the website. It helps to get rid of guys, if you ever notice sometimes your belly kind of swells when you get older, it's kind of your liver doing that. That's what it does. I'm not talking about fat on the outside. I'm talking fat on the inside, you know, in the liver. And what that does, that helps to dissolve that. Okay. And then I also use, I also use the beet powder, and I also use I put 22 ounces of water with ice. I dump all of this stuff into a blender, and it tastes absolutely wonderful. In fact, I'll go ahead and put that on my website. But that's my breakfast first thing. First thing I do, I get up in the morning, right out of bed, and I'll take a big glass of water like this. I'll fill it up, 22 ounces of water. I put a purple stick in it, and I put about 2,000 milligrams of powdered vitamin C in it. I stir it up, and okay. I drink it. I slam it. I drink it like in 2 minutes. That's all gone. And I'll sit there for like an hour, you know, doing my emails, checking my stuff that I'm doing. Then the kids get up, and it's going to be time for prayer. So I go to the kitchen. I put this whole protein shake thing together. In fact, I'll do a videotape of me making my shakes.
Okay.
And a lot of the stuff, Doug, I only use like an eighth of a scoop. And so some of these products are going to last you for 6 or 8 months. They don't...
Right.
It's not that expensive when you make it last for 8 or 9 months. And then what happens is I drink that shake every single morning because it's got the fat in it.
Yep.
And the MCT oil really helps your brain to work. It helps to get rid of the fatty liver. It does all of this stuff, and it keeps your waist real small. And so it's a great product, and that's how I start every single day. And I tell you, when I do that, I don't have any problems with acid reflux. I don't have to take any digestive enzymes. And I just have this great day, and my energy stays real stable throughout the day.
Okay. Question B on that. Do you have breakfast in addition to your shake?
No.
Okay.
And this is my breakfast.
All right.
Remember, I mean, this shake is like the size of this glass. It's like a 30-ounce tumbler.
All right.
And that's what I use every single morning for breakfast. And I'll sit there and I'll take my time and drink my breakfast. Because remember, number one, when you put things into a blender, especially the high nutrient density that we're using, and you grind everything up, you can even put a couple blueberries or whatever you want in there too. When you grind it all up, you get a super high nutrient dense protein shake that is like everything you're going to need for the whole day.
Right.
And it's loaded with vitamins and minerals. And so when you break it up into small pieces like that, it helps your body, because normally you have to chew your food in order to get it to digest properly. But this has already gone through a Vitamix blender, which we also sell those at the office. And what it does, it gives you your body the ability of having a real small particulate size. So when it hits the hydrochloric acid in your stomach, and also has digestive enzymes in the products that we use, it's already pre-digested. And so it goes right straight through. So it gives your body optimal nutrition. Oh, and I also put 2 scoops of the magnesium brain food in there every single day too. But I'll put a full list of it on the website.
Yeah, but please do, because we are getting more and more questions about that, as you mentioned that. Question one.
Oh, and Sharon has the same shake every day too.
Okay. Question 1C, and then I'll move on to question 2. Question 1C. I don't know how to ask this, but you have a problem with bananas?
No, not at all. They're high in fructose. I don't eat a lot of them, but I eat them probably. I probably eat one every other day.
Okay.
You can also make your shakes. Now, if you get with the Vitamix, which is an amazing product, you can actually put frozen bananas in it without blowing up the blender. And you can actually put a little bit of chocolate in there, put a little protein powder in there, put a few minutes of I also use the powdered vitamin in my shake. You put the powdered vitamin in there and you can grind it up and you can actually make like a frozen banana ice cream with bananas. And it tastes great. The kids absolutely love it.
Beautiful.
And it's just a phenomenal product. So the Vitamix is a great unit, because it does it. Like, you take any other normal blender and you drop a frozen banana in it, even if you have water in it, it snaps the blades off just like that. It's done. It's over with. I've broken dozens of them until I found the Vitamix. And I'm not doing a Vitamix infomercial. I mean, they're expensive little suckers. They're like $300 or $400. But you never have to replace it. It has like a 5-year warranty on it. We have them on the website. So if you're going to get anything from us, you can always get a Vitamix from us and, well, you know, order some of your protein shake. And I had a friend of mine in Lakeland, his wife, she was very sick. Her fingernails were falling out. Her hair was falling out. She wouldn't eat right. And finally, I put her on the shake. I said, just do the shake. If you're not going to eat anything healthy, just do the shake. And so she started doing the shake, and she ran up to me in church. This was the pastor's wife. She ran up to me in church like a month later, and she ran up and hugged me. She said, I don't know what to do. My hair's not falling out anymore. My fingernails aren't falling out anymore. The ridges have gone away on my nails. My skin's coming back. I'm losing fine line wrinkles. I can't believe the shake you're giving me. And the problem, she says, I can't mix it up, though. I've already burned up like 10 blenders. And so I got her a Vitamix, just sent it to her, and she said, wow, I've never had a problem again with it. So, guys, that's why it's so important that you eat the right foods on a regular basis, because if you're giving your body the nutrients that it needs in high enough concentrations, your body will perform for you. I mean, it's like our HGH stimulate. I take 2 scoops of that every day, but not with my protein shake because it foams up. And that's like a natural Viagra in men. Helps to maintain healthy blood pressure. It's just an incredible product. It helps to stimulate human growth hormone with the pituitary gland. And I take 2 scoops of that every single day. Instead of doing, and I wouldn't need Viagra anyhow. I don't have that problem, but it really, for a lot of guys, it really is a good product for that, because it allows them to continue to have happy relations with their wife, you know, without taking Viagra, which can make you go blind and deaf. So, I mean, I'm going to make a little joke here for a second. It's like, it's not bad enough that you were impotent or you had an ED. That wasn't bad enough. Now you take this other product. Now you're blind and you're deaf and you still have ED. So now you're blind, deaf with the ED because of this. I mean, it's like a nightmare. And that's the way these globalists do. They give you all these drugs that cause all these horrible side effects, and you don't even realize what's happening until after you already have the side effects. Of that joke. It's
interesting. All right. Now, you had mentioned one thing, and this is actually part of the other question as well, or part of this question as well. Women, suddenly, hair falling out. Mm-hmm. A couple of different emails about this in anticipation of your appearance tonight. What's that about? And what do you take for that?
The best thing to take from a supplement standpoint is the powdered multiple supplement.
Okay.
It's expensive. It's the one I use. It costs about twice the regular vitamins do, but it goes in like that. We had problems with Sharon's nails. They had ridges on them. They wouldn't clear up. She started taking that product. It completely cleared her nails up within 3 weeks. That's the same product that I use to heal my broken foot so quickly. Because most people who have a broken foot like I had with a metatarsal fracture, it takes 6 months, 8 months in order to do this, in order for it to get better. And so what happened with her is she basically got her nails on her ridges cleared up almost immediately. and my broken foot healed within a few weeks. And so I was really pleased with all of that. So guys, it's one of those things that we have to understand, that if we continue to eat the way we've eaten that caused so many of these problems, we're going to still have horribly bad results. So we have to understand that if we don't eat something healthier, it's not going to work. So secondly, with the eggs, with the hair, you got to increase the protein. If you don't like eggs, you can use our Fit Food protein that we bring in out of New Zealand. It's a phenomenal product, absolutely phenomenal product of what it does. And it's the best protein powder, best tasting protein powder on the market. It doesn't have any soy in it. It doesn't have any GMO milk in it. It's a whey protein out of New Zealand that is totally, completely pure. Now, a lot of people will say on their cans, this product contains whey protein from New Zealand. It may be 1% whey protein from New Zealand. Ours is 100% whey protein out of New Zealand. There are no bovine growth hormones in it at all, period. We have it tested. So that's the best thing to take from a supplement standpoint. Take 4 to 6 scoops of that a day. If you don't want to take the protein, try eggs. Try to eat 4 to 6 whole eggs a day. You can fry them. You can boil them. You can make egg salad, whatever you want to do. Fry them in real organic butter. Make sure you get organic eggs, because the sulfur in those eggs will give them the smell. And it's that yellowness that makes the yolk sulfur. And the sulfur that does great for skin, hair, and nails. Plus, you can take biochemicals, bioplasma cell salts, and you can take the silica cell salts. Those two cell salts are really the best things for your hair. So if you do like a 3-way thing on that, it's amazing how quickly your hair will come back, get thicker again, and how your skin's going to love it. Look at Sharon. Sharon's 60 years old, for heaven's sakes. You saw her tonight. She looks phenomenal. And, you know, I'm 61. I mean, I can't say I look phenomenal. I don't look like Sharon does. Sharon looks like she's 35 years old. But I'm in a lot better shape than most people my age, because I take care of myself. And that's what I do on a regular basis, because that's what we do for a living. See, all the other stuff that we talk about, this whole thing with the shootings and all the other stuff, happens to me because I read a lot and I've had a lot of experiences in life on a lot of different things. My field as a biochemist is nutrition. I was a state licensed nutritionist here in Florida for many years. Had my own clinic set up, had my own laboratory set up. That's why I know so much about this. I was already in a full-blown retirement mode when God spoke to me in a dream 5 years ago. I've told you guys the story that many times, and basically got me out of my state of sleep and stupor and got me working again and doing what I do again. Because guys, here's the thing. You can't die with the music still in you. That's what Emerson said. If there's still more to your life than you want to do with your life and more things you want to accomplish, you can't lay down and curl up and go to sleep and not wake up. You got to do everything God called you to do while you were here. Because guys, remember, this is the day the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it. If we commit our plans unto the Lord, we will succeed. God has made you the head, not the tail. God has put you in a position to listen to this show tonight. Everything happens by time and chance, according to the book of Ecclesiastes. And we have to understand that you aren't just listening to this show tonight because it's something that you just happen to do. God puts you here to listen to this. God knows that in some of your cases right now, that a lot of you who are listening to me right now are going to be diagnosed with some horrible health disease, some problem within the next 30 days. Some of you may even die within the next 30 days. And I want to speak that negative stuff over you. It's because of the lifestyle choices and the decisions that you've made. If you continue to do what you've done to get 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds, 100 pounds overweight, and you feel absolutely awful, why do you think you're going to have any different results? Guys, it's time to start making healthier choices. Look at the people down in Puerto Rico, Doug. We've talked about this. They don't have refrigeration. They're dying down there. How in the world can they keep insulin refrigerated in Puerto Rico without a refrigerator? They can't. And a lot of these guys who are addicted or dependent upon prescription drugs, they're dying. They're dying outside of the hospitals. They're dying in their homes because they weren't prepared for this type of disaster scenario, which now we see could happen very, very often with another storm that's going up in the middle through Louisiana again this weekend. So it's one of those things. You have to stay frosty and you have to stay in shape. You can't wait until you have a heart attack to try to change your diet.
Ted, we've reached the end of the program. I want to thank you, Austin, Sharon, and in general, healthmasters.com. That is the place to go for all things nutritional, as well as related to nutritional, from the distillers to the blenders to everything. That's our go-to company, healthmasters.com. Dr. Ted Brower, he is the man, along with Austin and Sharon. Ted, again, God bless you. Thank you so very much.
Bless you, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting.
All right. Good night, everyone. And I'm going to be doing a program tomorrow, 9 to 10 on Global Star, or I'm sorry, on BTR, specifically for the Doug Hagman Radio Show, and perhaps Sunday. So just as an FYI. But until then, our flagship show until Monday. Good night, everyone.